Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,99 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, comedian James Sibley and fake UFOs. You'll hear all that right after this.
This is Donnie Baker, man. You know, every morning I wake up in a bad mood. I mean, on top of trying to sell my boat, make rent, and beat probation, there's work, and it sucks. I swear to God it does. First of all, I ain't never even had a raise in like 4 years. The vending machine don't carry Mountain Dew. And what I really hate is when I try to use the phone to call into Bob and Tom, because my stupid boss is always butting in. So finally, man, one day I'd had enough. I stood up, and I said right to his face, man,
"Shut up, Randy."
Shut up, Randy.
Say it to his face.
I swear to God I dare.
Shut up, Randy.
He deserved it, man.
Donnie Baker.
That's me, and I'm a badass. So anyways, I get wrote up, and I said, "Fine, Randy, because the men's room's out of toilet paper, and at least I'll have something to wipe with." I don't even know why I took this job. Maybe it's because I finally passed a drug test. You have to pass it. State law. So anyways, I pass it. Then I get introduced to my direct supervisor, Randy. I had no respect for him right away because he wears a fanny pack. I swear to God he does. And the first time we met, he was hanging a sign in the break room. I'll never forget. It said your smile is the most important part of your uniform. So I thought about it. I was like, if that's true, then how come we don't have dental insurance, Randy?
Shut up, Randy.
Plus, his teeth look like Indian corn.
Say it to his face.
I did say it right to his face.
Shut up, Randy.
Shut up, Randy.
Donnie Baker.
I'm a badass. Clean it up, Scotty. Scotty Winkler on lead guitar. That's Todd Boner on bass. Joe Emmert on drums. And I swear to God, them drums are paid for. And I'm Donnie Baker, king of the pork sword.
Donnie Baker!
Porkosaurus.
Porkosaurus!
What about the three smoke breaks, Randy?
It's a state law.
We're supposed to get one every shift.
Shut up, Randy!
Randy, you can get the third base of the bowling ball.
Donnie Baker!
Shut up, Randy! Boat's still for sale, by the way.
Call his pager.
Call my pager. I gotta go.
He's gotta go.
Donnie, come on. I'm your boss. Show me some respect.
Whatever. I got more respect for your name tag, because at least it's 3 inches long. So shut up, Randy.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Back hanging out with us in the studio. It's comedian James Sibley.
Glad to be here.
James is a you mentioned you're a big guy. You're thinking of going on a special diet.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get those $2 per pound.
Good for you. Do you have hobbies? Yeah, you don't cook. I was kind of surprised.
I do a little bit. I cook a little bit.
But you have you play golf. You play tennis. You scuba dive. You ski.
None of that. I have
boating.
A strange hobby.
You do have a strange hobby?
Yeah, man. I have started
scrapbooking.
No. About a year ago, I went to the dollar store, the Dollar Tree. Can I mention?
Yeah,
sure, sure.
Oh, God.
And they have some balloons in there. They some balloons.
Yeah.
50 cents for the balloons. And then they had glow sticks right there.
Yeah.
So you went to a rave?
So I went to got the balloons and the
glow sticks.
Glow sticks and tied them together and let it go at night. And I'm telling you, this is the first time I did it, as soon as I let it go, even though I knew what it was, after it got up about 50 feet, my mind started going, what the hell is that?
What is that, man? So are you? Is this something you do when you're high?
Yes,
you,
I do.
You were really, really high. Look at it.
Man, wait a minute. You know it's got worse. It's got
Tom's
really bad.
Right. Look at the look on his face when he talks about being high.
It's got really bad. Because, I mean, I've made some really elaborate ones now. What's some really huge... You know, fake UFOs. I've never reported one. I've never told anybody.
But other people.
I live way back out in the woods, man. But I assume, people have
called in.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, man, you just smoke a big fat one and then go out and take some glow sticks and some
and a balloon.
Yeah, some Garfield balloons and let them
crazy.
Go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just shows how your level of amusement really drops. What it takes to amuse.
I'm telling you, try it. You will enjoy it. You'll enjoy it.
So you get a balloon. You get a helium balloon.
You get a bunch of them. You get about 30 of them. I'm up to about 30 now.
You shove the glow stick up inside the balloon.
No,
you tie it to the string.
You tie it to the string.
And now you tie about, I've got to where I've tied about 15 of them to a string.
See, because at night, they can't see.
And all you can see is the glow sticks. And the wind blows, and it just looks, I mean, man, it's just the weirdest thing.
So now what do you got out there? You got a lawn chair? You got your balloons? You got your helium?
Yeah, got me a bong.
And my pipes.
Got a bong, and my wife's kind of said something.
And a garden hose, just in case the dog comes by.
35 balloons.
Ain't never seen nothing funnier than a wet dog.
Wet dogs.
35 balloons, $17, and then the glow sticks are a dollar piece. You got 8 of those. That's $24 you just lost off into the night sky.
Uh-huh.
And you do that 4 or 5 times a week.
Uh-huh.
Now you're up to $125. Plus, the weed's not that cheap either. You know,
a little pricey.
Yeah,
you're spending some righteous bucks.
I am. Yeah, I'm entertaining myself.
That's
plus, my cable bill is like $170.
There you go. Come on.
Yeah, it's fun. Try it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Just go when you go to like I'm preaching. No, nobody here. To
No. I like the idea.
You've never been in a dollar store in your life. I don't think. I doubt you've ever been in a Dollar Tree.
I've driven by one.
What would you think they would have in a Dollar Tree?
They have all kinds
they
of
have
stuff.
Everything
I've been in there.
But let's see what Tom thinks. I think it's interesting to see what Tom thinks they have in there. You know they have balloons and glow sticks.
I didn't know that. I love balloons.
He probably thought erasers and paper clips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is everything a dollar?
Everything's a dollar.
Hence the dollar store name.
Wow. Sometimes, well, I mean, the 7-Eleven is open before 7, so that's a bad name. So everything is a buck?
Yeah, what else do you think? Just off the top of your head, what do you think would be in there?
Germs?
Yeah.
For a dollar.
You know, the germs are free, though.
All yours.
I don't know. I really have not been in one.
You should take him to the dollar store.
There you go.
That's y'all's date tomorrow.
Friday night is shaping up as really something.
You dollar know, store.
20 balloons, about 5 glow sticks, and have you a good time. And you got to follow them.
Tom,
you have to follow
him.
I follow him about 40 miles. No, in the car.
We take a camera, me and you. We go to the bar. We get lit. We go to the dollar store. What?
Oh, my God.
What a great.
Oh, man. That sounds great.
You make UFOs.
So let's go back to this.
Sit out in the yard in our lawn chairs and make UFOs.
Yep.
So you have.
This could be the greatest conversation I've ever been a part of.
I live in kind of a wooded area.
Yes.
If I were to launch these things, they'd end up in one of my trees.
Well, yeah, that's happened to me. I've launched $30 worth of balloons and glow sticks and
they get
stuck in the tree. Yeah.
And if you go out and smoke more, you think that maybe they've landed?
You wouldn't. I'm not lying to you. I got stuck. One of them got stuck in the tree. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I'll go back and check on it. Went back and check it. Still stuck in the tree. Went and got something to eat. I actually got one of the mocha things at McDonald's. Went back.
Right.
It's loose.
The detail, I can tell it's true because you started glowing yourself when you mentioned that delicious drink.
I come back and it's loose. I can see it. Man, there it is.
And it's
and
on
we're
its
following
way.
That
and
thing.
You know
we
what you said first? What the hell is that?
What is that? We better follow it. I have a camera.
What's so funny is I've probably done this 40 times in my life, and there's never been a single report. Nobody has ever said a word about it.
Well, maybe they aren't getting out of
like
your yard.
A balloon with glow sticks.
I like people who know what they like. Because yes. a lot of people in our culture don't even
know. I really like doing this.
People don't know what they like anymore. They,
why can't you just
That's great that you like that.
Put the glow stick in the balloon, break it, make it glow, and then blow it up and tie it up and tie it in.
Then it's going to look like a balloon.
No, no, because no, you can't, look, you can't blow it up. You got to put helium in there.
Yeah, you can't. I don't know.
You can't
know.
Do
you
it with
can
air.
You stuff the thing up in there and then stick it
no,
on
the helium. No, they put the helium in the balloon at the dollar store.
Yeah, at the dollar store. They're already filled.
You need a tank.
Yeah, I do. And plus,
that's the next phase. That's when you're really into it.
Right. And you got to use Mylar balloons. I've done a little bit of research.
Oh,
the
yeah,
latex balloons bust at about 5,000 feet, but the Mylars will go up to.
Oh, so now we're talking air traffic control problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but he's only getting them for, you know,
yeah, you're right.
under a buck.
Yeah,
so,
you
I mean,
can.
You got pilots out there. They see something. We've got a.
Something.
There's going to be a UFO.
You know, we did for a friend's birthday party. It was a little girl. She's like four or five and four, I think. Mm-hmm. And you see the movie Tangled?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Where
the
they
long
let,
hair.
They let go the
lanterns.
Little
wraps.
Lanterns.
The, yeah.
They
the
have those
lanterns.
Now that you. They,
right.
they,
really?
They float away. Yeah, we had like 10 of them.
That's fire, though.
That's really. I mean, yeah, I know it's fire, James.
Yeah, but I mean, it's got to land. Fire has to land somewhere. I think that's very
but
dangerous.
They went really high, water. And they went really very
they
far.
They don't float on the water. They fly up in the air.
Yeah, they fly up. They flew up. They fly up in the
they
air.
That's what the end of the of the.
Wait a minute, hold it. Did you sit and watch Tangled and not know that those were flying in the air?
Sorry, wrong movie.
I didn't see Tangled. I don't know what you're talking.
At the end of the Hangover 2, remember when they got married? They let all those balloons go with the. Never mind. Never
Bob,
mind.
I'm glad you
go
said
to the dollar store. It's
Tangled.
A lot easier to go to the dollar
store.
It's a cartoon
it's
type.
Funny.
Well, I saw the previews. I said, you know, that's probably not my.
No. Probably.
Probably.
Not.
How did those work? Right. Yeah, I'm confused.
I love.
It's really lightweight paper in a square.
It's Japanese thing.
Unfold
it's,
them. Yeah. And you light. There's a little.
Light them, and the heat
paper
from the candle makes it rise and take
bottom,
off.
And I'm you guessing. Light it evenly, and then you let it. You hold it so the paper doesn't catch fire, but it heats up the air inside like a hot air balloon, and then
basic
you just
science.
Let them go. Mm-hmm. And they really, really work.
Works with the old milk bottles, too, Tom.
Sounds fascinating.
I love weird stuff like that. I'll tell you this. You talk about hobbies. I travel around with. About five or six car air fresheners in my suitcase.
Uh-huh.
The little pine trees that
uh-huh.
are different flavors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And suppose I'm working with you this week at the mm-hmm. comedy club.
Right.
Hey, do you want to go to eat lunch tomorrow? And I know I'm going to eat lunch with you. I'll mm-hmm. take this thing and I'll put it in my pocket. I'll get in your car. I'll open it up and I'll slide it up under the passenger seat without saying anything to you about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then all of a sudden you start smelling strawberries. And you're like, there's, and then I have done this three or four times. Dan Whitehurst, y'all remember the cop that was on here?
Yeah.
The guy that won the funniest detective in America or whatever, Tim sitting here. I did it to him. I put a strawberry one in his car. We worked together. I called him on the way home. You know, it's been in there for 2 days. And I'm like, where are you at? And he said, I'm on 40. What are you doing? I said, I just stopped at McDonald's and got a strawberry shake, man. And he's like, you know what? I have been craving something strawberry for days now. That sounds really good to me. I'm going to go do that. I love stuff like that.
That's great.
Oh, that's great. Really, yeah, man, that's
you
great.
You are really something. You know that?
I had no idea. Those are inexpensive hobbies. I would like to talk to a psychiatrist about what they all mean.
You like to burn ants, too?
No, I don't do that.
Wondering. All right. Okay.
I could see the Mylar balloon thing. I could see doing it. That's just weird.
It's a lot of fun, man. It's really fun, yeah. And just think, you know, when you let it go and you look at it and you go, I'm saying, you know, a minute after you let it go, your mind starts going, even though you know what it is, you're going like, what the heck is that, man? What is that? And you know that other people are out there not knowing what it is
who
see
this. How
many
glow sticks are on this thing now?
As many as you want. It takes about three balloons to release one of those
big glow
sticks.
And are they just like dangling in the ring like a chain?
Yeah, put them down.
So three balloons will hold up one glow stick.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Or you can get the necklaces, like the necklaces,
uh-huh.
the thin ones.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I figured out the ratios. I know how many of these big ones.
Sure you have.
This is mathematical, you know, astrophysics stuff here.
This is why the Jamaicans never got to the moon. They had some great Friday nights.
Yeah.
So your wife
there's
will
no
look
Jamaican
out.
Flag there on the moon. They didn't.
No. Your wife will be in the house. She looks out the kitchen window. She sees you out in the backyard in your lawn chair.
She knows you're up to no good.
Mm-hmm. Lighting, firing,
glow sticks.
Blazing up and with your glow
bong,
sticks. And
bong.
Is bonging
bong.
Up.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
and the garden hose.
And she approves of this.
Well, I mean, there's not a lot she can say. She's got her own interests, I guess.
Yeah. She likes to set buildings on fire. Yeah.
You know, when people say own interests, they mean other things.
Other things.
Sitting
you,
in the backyard, getting high.
She has her own.
I just imagine some, I mean, right now, you know, somebody's not listening to the show. There's some guy. When was the last time I did it? I did one Monday from my house, a small
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some guy who's sitting there just going, Billy, I'm telling you, that thing came right over the top. I mean, he's as serious as he can be. He saw it.
Came over and just kept
there's
going
no doubt in his mind.
Sky.
I know what I saw, man. That thing came right over the top of the house. It was about 2,000 feet.
Going slowly across
we stood there
the
and
sky.
Watched it till it went. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just as serious as he can be. Mm-hmm. Huh. And that's bringing joy to somebody else.
But you see that glow stick from where you are up in the sky. It looks like it could be a very large object very far
yeah,
away.
Yeah, it's very.
So it looks
it's,
like it could be the running lights on some kind of a spacecraft.
Could yeah, be.
It doesn't look like an airplane. Mm-hmm. Especially when they're in, when you do them in a line, like you got 6 or 8 of them in a line,
yeah,
and they're spaced out about 5 feet apart, and the wind just blows, and this thing just goes. It looks like a snake going through the air.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So do you connect them, or you just let them?
I
go?
Connect them. Sometimes I've done a couple of fleets. Uh-huh. You know, done a fleet
uh-huh.
of them.
Mm-hmm.
This is far too complicated.
You know what?
No, it's not complicated at all.
I haven't seen your act, but this is better than anything in your act. I can tell you that right now. You should put all of yeah. this in your act. I'm right.
Maybe with photographs.
Photographs, like yeah. like a PowerPoint presentation.
You well, just try something.
Run a video yeah. camera, put it on YouTube.
There you go.
Well, no, then it would be disingenuous for me to say any. I don't want to say. I mean, I'm saying it on the radio. These people are hearing me. But I don't want to. I'm not trying to fool
anybody. You don't give it away. You don't give away the gang, though.
You yeah. already did.
I already did.
No, no, but I mean on YouTube.
I have this strange feeling yeah. we're going to see an abundance of glow sticks in the sky. This
I'm
going to
do it. Tom and I are doing it Friday night.
I know you are.
Do get you know don't waste your money. Don't get 3 or 4 balloons and just do one.
Uh-huh.
Get about 15 balloons and there do about 3 or 4.
How do you
get
fit
different
them in
color ones?
They all fit in your car.
They fit in your trunk. They fit in my trunk.
Now, what kind and of balloons are these? The Mylar balloons.
The Mylar balloons. It doesn't matter what they say. I get Garfield and Happy Birthday and all these other ones.
And
you ought to see people at the dollar store and be walking out with 15 balloons.
You ever get a deal on them? Because some of them are like
no,
the ones they don't.
I've actually got so self-conscious about it. I go to different dollar stores because I don't want these
really?
People.
Of course, here comes the balloon
yeah.
freak.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not
this
sure.
Is something you really look forward to and you really enjoy.
Yes, I do. I love it.
I'm not
it.
Sure
I
what
love
those
it.
Are for, but I'm guessing they're going to end up coated with
somebody's
something.
Ass.
They're going to be there's either some guy's ass or man seed.
What?
Oh, there you can add on
you
that.
We have
on
a phone call.
Note,
no,
going.
We have a, we actually have a phone call on this topic.
Are you kidding me?
No, no. It's line one. Apparently.
All right, Bob and Tom show.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Fine.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello. Hey, I'm calling because my father, who was a meteorologist in the Army in the mid to late 60s, used to do the exact same thing. He would take flares and attach them to weather balloons, send them several thousand feet up into the jet stream, and then radio it in as a UFO.
Wow.
Wow.
What a nut job. That's stuff on fire. This is glow sticks.
Yeah, same idea, though.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Huh. UFO.
Yeah,
but the thing about those weather balloons, they go up a lot higher than the Mylar balloons.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
in the
60s, I'm assuming he wasn't intoxicated at the time.
Well, it was the 60s in the Army, so there was the PBX beer, the Nicola can beer.
Okay, but there was no...
There was also tons of
pot. Yeah.
And what area was this? Where was this at?
I won't name off all the places that he did it, but he did do it when deployed overseas, and he also did it at Fort Huachuca.
Fort Huachuca.
I love that song. Fort Huachuca, Fort Huachuca.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me.
Right.
We're
going to
sing that Friday night. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You know, James, I've never seen you look so happy.
I know. That's the fun part about it.
You're just glowing.
Yeah. The air freshener thing is a great little joke, too, man.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a great little joke.
Mm-hmm.
You call him a couple, you know, call him days later.
If my car started smelling like strawberries, I'd trade it in.
What about piña colada or whatever? There's a bunch of different smells.
No, I don't want that in my car.
Well, you're not going to know it. It's just going to start subconsciously. You're smelling. You're going to go,
Why
I didn't
like
put any strawberries in here, so obviously I'm just.
Who cleaned something, my car with pine
up.
Salt?
Right.
Yeah.
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 It's too weird.
All
well,
right.
Okay, don't forget, James Sibley, when you get out of here, go weigh yourself and then send the figure to Dean, and we'll keep
that.
It private. And then when
$2 a pound.
When you get back later on, if you've dropped some.
Can we just spend that in balloons and glow sticks instead of
sounds
donating
like a plan to
me.
Mm-hmm.
We can certainly do that if you'd like.
We can match it up.
I don't think it's going to have quite the impact if we do it
7
during
in the morning.
Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you don't put like a note with your name on it saying if you're
I haven't. I've thought about doing that, and I've read some other stuff about. I wanted to see how far balloons go. If you let a regular balloon go, it'll go up to 150, 200 miles.
Oh, I know. We did that with hot dogs. Remember?
Yeah. Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
This is a joke.
You make two
because you're a big guy.
Yes.
Go into one of these dollar stores. yeah. and get like 30 balloons.
Mm-hmm.
And just as you're leaving, say, it would be, I'm sorry, say, buy, how many do they typically, do they have like 30 in one of
them? Oh, they got probably 50 in there already blown up.
Buy them all.
Okay. Yeah.
And then ask for the straight face, is there another dollar store nearby? And say, you want to get enough to launch.
Or stand out in the parking lot and jump and just see what happens.
Or go, time, go to, a lo- time to a lawn chair out in the parking lot.
People are coming by and you
just
go.
Just sit there.
I'm going to launch myself. With your big deep, I'm going to launch myself.
Go buy 20, go out in the parking lot and jump, and then go back in and buy another 20. And hold it in the other hand. And so then now, go back in and go, where's the nearest
the
dollar
store? The physics
are
fairly simple. You could actually do that. It is possible.
You
would need several thousand, probably.
A lot of balloons. You wouldn't be able to have.
You'd probably have to have them tethered with some kind of special mesh. But God, would that be funny?
Yeah, I'm gonna stick to the glow sticks.
I don't think
right
this
now.
Show has the budget to launch you.
Fair. Well said.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.